just haven't ran in a Tommy Bahama shirt in a while. So, you know.
It's a skill.
They don't tell you when you buy the shirt, like. Just so you know, brisk jogging might cause a little bit of a upper chest sweat.
By the way, I will tell you, who do you think, I had this conversation with somebody the other day. In my brain, nobody runs in a suit better than Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Can we start? Runner. Let's just start with that. Best. I have a heart out in an hour, and I'm sure you do too.
You have a heart out in an hour?
Yep, and a heart out.
Okay. Are you planning your heart outs?
Yeah. 34 is a fucked up age, man.
All right, I'm going to hit it. You tell me where to go.
Okay.
Adam Ray, everybody.
Here we are, back again.
Okay.
Back again.
I have a couple things.
Welcome back to another Good Call podcast. Please, comments and questions are welcome. We will try to read some of them.
Yep.
But we're also at a nice little distance to where the font is smaller than you probably assume it is.
Yeah, yeah. You may think that we can actually see the comments. We can't.
We can't.
But we
that doesn't mean we're not going to at some point stop and ask our producer Sean to read them.
Yeah, because Sean just learned to read last week, and it was nice.
That's worthy of a couple claps into
really
a microphone.
Is. Good job, buddy.
Yep.
Well done.
Now, I was telling Josh real quick because he was commenting on the speed in which I came into the room. From moving my car,
yeah,
which
yeah.
Was parked in a spot that was presumably going to put me in a situation where I was going to have to pay to get my car back. So I wanted to avoid that.
By the way, you know what I really like?
Yeah.
Is that is just a nice, really fancy way of saying that your car could have got towed.
Yeah. Fancy or just...
It was wordy. I've never heard anyone say, I'm getting put in a situation where I may have to pay to get my car back.
Presumably. Yeah.
Right.
That's an adult word. So
is that one of the words that we from last time you were
no,
pretty excited about?
We had like bewildered and unbeknownst, but presumably I feel like it's pretty often.
It's a common
oftenly
word.
Used. Yeah, it's a common word.
And oftenly is not used that well.
Well, because it's not a word. But so I was briskly jogging from the parking lot to the stairway. And as I mentioned, I'm wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is maybe a shirt designed for a man in his 50s who's had two or three marriages. 3 or 4 kids and vacations every other month.
Do you want to know why you get a pass?
What?
You're a Jew.
Thank you.
And I feel like it's almost like a birthright at some point or another to wear a Tommy Bahama shirt.
I also bought this while I was in Hawaii, and I bought about 3 or 4 shirts because, you know, it is, I don't know if they say like, I don't know what Tommy Bahama's slogan is, but mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and guess it's something to the extent of, you know, Hawaiian air feels the best with these shirts, you know.
I think Tommy Bahama's is Tommy Bahama's when you've almost given up.
Sure.
I think probably
I like mine a little bit better just because it makes me feel better about wearing it. But also, when I bought the shirt, I go, yeah, you've got about 2 or 3 years to wear that where people might laugh a little bit, being like nice shirt. But then
right.
They're like, they get over it.
And it's comfortable, right?
I'm all about comfort in 2016.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, 2016 is almost over. What are you going to do in 2017?
You know,
still comfort?
You know, I'll dress my mindset come December 30th.
Yeah, you'll really start to get into that?
Yeah. I don't like to, you know, think too far ahead in the future.
Yeah, no, who does that?
Right now I have 1 Tommy Bahama shirt. Check in with me in October. I might have 4.
Okay, the question I have for you is that you said you bought 3. Just
3 Hawaiian shirts.
Ah, got it.
1 TB.
TB?
And you commented, well, yeah, when you...
You
when you when you wear it as much as I've worn it, you can start
calling them TB,
abbreviating.
Mm-hmm.
So as I ran in here, you commented on how out of breath I was, which you know is already giving me something to think about. But the Bowflex has not shown up yet,
yeah.
So Chuck Norris, maybe get on that. Is it Chuck Norris? I make Bowflex jokes a lot, and I feel like it. No, fuck. Norris is the Nordic track.
Yeah, Norris and Christie Brinkley did the Norris.
Who does
track.
The Bowflex?
Nobody anymore.
But who sold the Bowflex in its original state?
You know what? I don't remember, but I do remember that
this is
my
first Google of the day.
I do remember that my dad at one point
owned a Bowflex.
No, but he was super excited about getting one.
Yeah,
he was like, "I'm thinking about
well,
getting
a Bowflex."
Well,
of course, the idea of getting a Bowflex is really exciting.
I have to tell you, I think it's one of the best named products. Bowflex just sounds.
Well, because it makes you think of bow and arrows, and every dude
just
who has a penis wants to shoot a bow and arrow at some point.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's manly. It's tough. It's like, there's
is
a little
that
bit
something
of,
you want to do?
There's skill involved. I would, if I had to kill somebody,
uh-huh.
bow and arrow would be the first way I'd do it.
What?
Chuck Norris did the
Nordic track.
No, he did the Total Gym. Him and
wow. All right, so we're 0 for 2 on that.
I'm still looking this up though.
But wait.
Well, now I guess you need to. All right, Google Bowflex, and then
I'm doing. Yeah.
Wait, well, if you were
let me finish.
And if, but wait.
Then
wait,
Google then. Nordic Track.
If you were, and then
Google, we got to still figure out Nordic Track.
Yeah. If, wait. We're not just gonna bail on that
if
one.
If you were gonna kill somebody, you pick bow and arrow.
Yes.
Why?
Okay, let me just give you the aftermath. Dude, did you hear about that guy that was like making nasty comments on Adam's Instagram about his nieces? Because that's what would get it done.
Uh-huh.
And I would go, and they would go, yeah, fucking he took him out. Wow. Is he in jail? I mean, yeah, he killed somebody. Not for that long. Why? Because of how he did it. How? Bow and arrow.
Okay, so.
And then they go, well, there's not really anything in the law books about that. Killing, yes. Like, you go for an, for whatever designated amount of time.
Yeah.
But for bow and arrow, everyone's like, dude, that's a Disney weapon. I don't know what to do with that.
So you think you get less time depending on what you kill somebody with?
Depending on what state you do it in. I guarantee you Alabama doesn't have bow and arrow laws set.
No, because I think they probably shoot them at each other for fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But okay, so you would choose bow and arrow if you were gonna
And it's not gonna happen ever. If I do ever get a bow and arrow like Bo Jackson does, by the way, Bo Jackson
he
sharpens his arrows.
Kills those fucking Have you seen him shoot those?
The 30 Dude, for 30.
Oh my God, amazing. I've never thought about it until now, but if I was going to kill somebody, I think I would like to hit somebody with my car. You know why?
Man.
You know why? I just want to see their face when they're like, is that a car? Do you know that last look on your face when...
Jesus, that is so... Dude, here I was with like a fictitious,
no,
like...
No, maybe if we're going to kill somebody, I want to see that look
Jesus,
on their face. Like
you've thought
that,
about this.
That dude, it just says
that dude's coming right at me. That look on their face?
That's
that,
dark, dude.
It'd be super funny, though, for all a right. second.
This is well timed for a Nordic Track fact.
I'm just seeing Jillian Michaels as the endorsement. It's
no,
gotta
she
be
does
it's gotta
the
be
Nordic Track.
Yeah.
Jillian Michaels is Nordic Track.
What did you type in for Bowflex?
What about Bowflex?
I typed in Nordic Track celebrity endorsement.
What about Bowflex?
Okay, so Jillian Michaels for the Nordic Track. That makes sense.
Tell me about, so we were talking about who is the best suit runner.
I came in running in a Tommy Bahama shirt, and you thought, wow, what a nice shirt. It's almost as nice as a suit. And then you thought, who runs well in suits? And you said...
I said, I think nobody in the... Because Tom Cruise runs well in Mission Impossible, in a fitted suit.
I'd say Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, somebody said too. That was the argument today.
But Tom Cruise has run more miles in the suit, I'm going
to
say.
And I have to tell you, he does it so effortlessly in a fitted suit.
He's low to the ground.
Yeah. And I feel like,
he's tight, I feel like, all the way around.
But he goes high knee, too. I'm pretty impressed by the whole thing. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
There's a couple... I'm thinking of one Mission Impossible movie where it was a
with
nice
the sandstorm.
Wide shot. Yeah.
The sandstorm.
And he's running. He also looks cool when he runs.
Really
cool. I would venture to guess 98.9% of all of us are hilariously terrible runners.
You know who I think runs the worst out of anybody I know? And
who?
I hope he's listening. And...
Carl Lewis, you might have all those gold medals, but you run like a bitch.
My brother will vouch for what I'm about to say. The person who runs the worst out of anybody I know is my cousin Scott. My cousin Scott, I remember he played in the softball, the MTV Rockin' Jock.
Wow.
And he hit the ball, and as he was running at first, I was like, oh, that's how he runs?
It wasn't a jokey run?
Oh, no. Oh,
that's
no.
right, Scott Wolf. I forgot you got Party of Five ties.
It was not. It was an embarrassing. How would you describe it, Jonathan? Yes.
Feet too far out. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I need a description for a visual, and that's perfect.
Feet too far out.
Hilarious.
It was not great.
Looney Tunes-esque.
Yeah. I did want to talk to you about a couple things, as long as we're here. Sports. And by the way, killing it, I'm mad, dude.
Oh, you watch a little bit of it?
I watch it because of you. You're my buddy.
I appreciate that.
All right. And A-Rod retires. As long as this is a sports show. I do want to ask you two questions about A-Rod retiring.
Yo, we got a lot to cover.
Okay.
You texted me a nice little...
my son was a bat boy for the Red Sox.
That's huge. Okay. I went to the Griffey Jersey retirement game in Seattle this past weekend.
Okay, let me just ask you about A-Rod.
A-Rod retires. There's a lot. We'll cover those three, and if there's time for more.
My question about A-Rod, because I don't think there's anybody who's sad to see him go. I don't think there are a lot of A-Rod fans left. I understand the hate directed at A-Rod. That makes...
It's all warranted.
Okay. Who do you think has a large amount of hate pointed at them, but that doesn't, you don't understand why? And for me, two names came right away at the top of my list. One, I don't understand people who hate LeBron. I don't. But bigger than that, I don't understand how why people hate Tim Tebow. I don't understand it.
Oh, because he
even at all.
Yeah,
it can't be because of the way he plays. It can't be his teammates love him. It can't be how hard he plays.
Yeah.
Is it only because he's religious? And I'm not a religious dude at all.
That's a piece of it, I think. I think that he's when you pull in another sort of agenda other than sport, when you're trying to like...
Would you want your sister to date Tim Tebow? Would you be like, that's a good dude?
Well, she's married, so...
So would you want him to slip her a little Jesus juice on the side or... No.
I mean, no.
You know what I'm saying, though? Are you... What is it about Tim Tebow?
I also don't trust that Tim Tebow is as good a dude as he seems on paper. I feel like there's some demons.
Well, everybody's got demons. But dude does missions and like.
Does he? Is there documented proof?
I think I saw him next to Sally Struthers in one of those commercials.
All right. Well, there it is.
But who do you think for you?
I think he gets all that hate. Yeah.
But why? Because why?
Because
I don't get it.
Because you're already when you get the blind support from people who aren't even who you know. And by the way, he kind of just assumed this role and became the hero. So I think Denver fans loved him. But then for the nation to jump on board, it was like, cool, man, we don't, like, you're not our guy, but, like, the story's cool, so we're going to root for you. And then he kind of took advantage of that by being like, and by the way, since you're rooting for me, also root for Jesus. And everyone was like, fuck off, man.
See, I don't fucking buy that at all. I think he's been talking about Jesus since he was in Florida.
Well, I didn't know that.
He prayed when he was in Florida, like, all that stuff. So I don't understand, like, if that's the worst thing you can say, it's like the same thing with LeBron. I don't get it. And everybody goes back to the decision. If at 25 or 26, however old he was, the worst thing you ever did in your life was the decision. And plus, all that money went to the Boys and Girls
Club. Nobody talks about that.
Who the fuck cares?
That's insane.
Who cares? But those two guys, I don't understand how anyone could hate either one of them. So I understand A-Rod's
You
hate.
Understand just the nature of hating somebody who's popular and successful and at the top.
But that's why.
That's a big part of it.
Yes, but that's why I didn't add Brady in there, although I don't understand how anybody could hate Tom Brady.
Well, you will be happy to know that I did this Mad TV press event on Sunday, and somebody from the Boston Herald sat me down and wanted to talk to me about Mad TV, but the first 9 minutes were about Tom Brady and wanting a Seattle sports fan opinion on everything.
And what'd you say?
Hopefully he prints this article, but I was honest, and he basically said, like, what do you think about the 4-game suspension? And I go, you know what, man? I go, I am not an idiot, and I, like, the dude is an incredible athlete and a winner, and I think that I don't buy into the fact that he needs to do more to get an edge.
Right.
You know? I feel like everybody looks for that edge, whether it's steroids or, you know, extra blowjobs pregame.
Extra?
I'm talking about Favre.
You think you're getting more than one?
I think Favre got greedy in the blowjob category.
So you think he got, like, a couple of pregame blowjobs?
Yep. And then he was looking for a third, like, before the half.
Really?
Started, yeah.
That's, I mean, I have to tell you.
The guy strikes me as just a dirty old man, which there's nothing wrong with.
You know I interviewed Jen Sturger, right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking fascinating story. Jen Sturger, for those of you who don't know, she's the one who got the picture of the penis.
She got outed.
Yeah. Now,
but she's the one who came forward with it.
She didn't even come forward. She showed somebody, and then they copied the picture, and they sent it out. She was asking their opinion. What should I do about this terrible dick?
Bummer.
You saw a picture of that dick, right?
No.
When I saw a picture of the dick.
Googling dicks in my spare time.
Yeah, you may have Googled somebody's dick before.
No, because I told you this before. When I got to shadow a Seattle sports reporter freshman year of high school, he took me to the Seattle Supersonics game, rest in peace. And I sat courtside. I watched the game. I went into the locker room with him at halftime to interview the players. Went post game, sat in his suite to with all the reporters. But after the game, when I walked in that locker room and didn't give me sort of heads up, like, by the way, there's going to be some naked men in here. So I got a full on shot of like Nate McMillan's dick and Gary Payton's dick and Jim McElvain's dick. There's a name for you. 6'9", overpaid, and the smallest dick I've ever seen. And for whatever reason, that fucked me up. I just immediately was like, that's some small NBA dick. And like now, there's no sports dick I ever want to see.
Wait, so when I heard Favre. You're telling me that when Lenny Kravitz's dick was on the internet, you didn't look?
Did not even know that it was on the internet.
What?
Yeah, man.
You didn't look at Orlando Bloom's dick last week?
No, because there's pictures of him touching my future wife, Katy Perry's, breasts.
Yeah, did you see that?
Of course I saw that.
Okay. Well, Brett Favre's dick when the first time
why would I Google dicks? This seems like I'm really
it's a valid question.
Bewildered it's that this is you're upset that this is not something
I'm not
do in my daily
I'm not
routine.
Upset. And on my daily routine,
I brush my teeth, I tie my shoes, I get a smoothie, I Google dicks.
Wait,
why don't you?
I'm not saying every morning I wake up and I Google dicks.
I didn't say what time of day. I don't think it matters what time of day.
I'm
whether
just
it's
saying,
2 a.m. or 12 p.m.
But I'm not doing every day. I'm not Googling. Like if you looked at my Google search every day, it's not dicks.
I would hope not.
No, it's like every other day. No, if it's like, but I don't mind. If you
that's
like,
still a lot, dude. That means your
I'm
Google dick game is strong. Every
I'm
other day,
Googling
if I shot free
every
throws
day.
Every other day, I would win a couple tournaments a year. You know what I'm saying?
The free
You're
throw tournaments?
You're putting in the time.
Free throw tournaments?
I won the regional no. free throw championship when I was in the fifth
but
grade.
But if there was a if there was tomorrow a headline that said Adam Ray's dick, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to take a look.
And I appreciate that.
So all I'm saying is when I saw...
Well, of course, well, you know me.
Oh, it's okay to look at your dick because I know you?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to somehow make you not look
you
incredibly weird.
Are you telling me if... And I'm not the only... Dude, I am not... If Are you telling me you think I'm the only dude who Googled Brett Favre's dick? You think I'm the only guy?
That is not at all what I said.
Okay, so I don't think I'm the outlier here.
No.
I think I'm the only one. I'm open to admitting it, but I bet you almost...
You're also married and a very masculine dude, so like, there's nothing suspect about it.
Here's the thing about Brett
to me,
Favre's
it's just
dick.
Like, oh, like, he looks
you're not
a dick.
Curious?
Like, whatever.
I'm like, that dude, he's a Super Bowl
yeah.
champion. Let's see what a Super the Bowl champ dick looks
and
like.
And I'll say this on record. The only dick that I would ever be curious to catch, like, a glance at. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about, like, a 4 or 5 second stare down with the dick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Shaquille O'Neal.
You're curious about Shaq's dick.
Oh, you're not?
No, I would. I've
That's
already.
That's the largest person documented on paper.
I've already admitted that I don't mind looking at a dick.
Right.
Right. So, of course, I would look at Shaq's dick.
I did not Google Favre's dick. But I did Google everything that came with it. And I guess there's something too about the way he tries to sell me jeans and the way he looks into that camera that it's just like, oh dude, like you're probably the way he's looking at me into that camera about the jeans is like, don't you want to look at me in these jeans and look at that little with my dick bust out of the jeans. He's just got a real creepy old man.
You might be reading into that a little too much.
No, watch his face in those commercials.
I can't. I'm looking at his dick too much.
Well,
it's hard to look.
All right. So
but his dick, don't Google it. When I saw it the first time, I was like, man, that thumb doesn't have a nail.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's a dick.
Yikes.
And it was not great. And she got fired and blackballed because somebody sent her a dick pic.
Yeah.
Not great. Not great. Okay, tell me the person that you can't understand why they get so much hate. Do you have a guy?
Yeah, LeBron is definitely, that's the top.
Right, doesn't make sense.
Because you look at how he gets compared to Jordan all the time, and everyone goes, oh, Jordan is, and Jordan changed the game globally. He brought in brands and movies and he made commercials fun. That you can't dispute.
Right.
But it's known that, like, multiple women and whatever, that's fine, but he was married, and then, you know, the gambling, and like, that's, you know, people allude to, like, that's why his dad got murdered, and so there's just none of that comes out. And LeBron doesn't have any. LeBron's, you know, married his high school sweetheart, he's got kids, he's a great dad, he puts him in his commercials, he's like, you know, I've heard some crap stories about him at restaurants and whatever, but like,
what, not tipping?
Yeah.
That bothers me.
That's something that
says a lot about your character.
It for sure does. And I try to go, all right, maybe that was a, you know, nobody's perfect.
What did you hear?
It was my buddy worked at Benihana in Seattle. And,
well, first of all, if you have that much money, you shouldn't be going to Benihana.
Not true. This is a nice Benihana.
There's no such, if you have
you
that much money.
You are talking them out of being a sponsor for this podcast. Benihana is the shit, and they have great
if
Kobe beef sliders.
If you have that much money, you should not be going
to
Benihana.
It's a staple in downtown Seattle. All athletes go there. They have pictures of literally every Seattle
it's
sports
great.
Legend and Derek Jeter. They've got Big Poppy. Everyone's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Athletes go there.
Yeah.
My point is LeBron went there with a big group, and he said, hey, they said, hey, after the meal, do you mind taking a picture with us for our wall? It would be an honor. It was when he was with Cleveland. And he goes, of course, but I want my meal comped. And they go, wow, okay. I mean, you're you know, LeBron James. You can definitely afford this, but sure, we'll comp your meal. He goes, no, I mean, everybody, the 15 people he brought. They were like,
no.
Wow, okay, we really want this picture. It would be incredible. You're the biggest thing on planet Earth right now, other than Brett Favre's dick. So we will definitely oblige. So then they get all set. They've got like three people waiting behind the one person with the camera in case the flash or something goes askew. And they take it and it fucked up. Something happens. I go, oh shit. They go, all right, sorry, Janice here will take, we got somebody right here ready to go. He goes, nope, you get one.
No.
Yeah, man.
And no tip and no paying.
So that to me was like,
yeah,
I've had a
problem.
Tough time never like forgetting that.
Can I tell you?
But at the same time.
You know, I used to live in Seattle, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I had a friend who waited on Bill Gates. And Bill Gates and his wife were out, and it was a nice casual. You know, he's not.
What's her name?
Bill Gates' wife.
Well, that's my point. Like, yeah. Let's give her a little credit. She's the woman keeping Bill Gates happy and thinking.
Right. So Bill Gates' wife. But I don't know what her name is.
Well, that's worthy of a Google.
Wait.
Melinda Gates.
Melinda Gates.
Thank you.
So Bill and Melinda are there. And they're not extravagant people. It's very cool. And they're eating there. And I guess the bill was like $57.
Yeah.
Dude left her $500, which is what you should do every now and then if you're Bill Gates.
Yep. He probably doesn't do it all the time, but I bet he does it more than you think he does.
$500 to him is like less than a penny to us.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that fucking $500?
Nope.
All right. Let's get my brother over here now so he can do this.
I love that.
And so, guys, so listen. I'm going to give away an article of clothing a week to, we'll figure out how. My brother owns a website online where he has, you're going to have to come over here.
We'll come up with some trivia questions.
So he owns a website. It's sports gear. It's very cool. It's retro. T-shirt, super soft. This is just an example, a Chiefs one for guys. I'm just showing the people.
Okay.
This is the Henley hoodie.
And it's dope.
The old school, like all the Patriots stuff is the old logo with the dude and the, and tell me what the website is.
The website is www.retrosportclosout.com.
And here's what we're going to do. Okay, so he's just started doing this, but we're going to introduce it to you guys first here on Good Call. Feel how soft are these t-shirts? How soft?
Ooh. Yeah, that's big. Hence the Tommy Bahama. I'm big on soft material.
So
this is perfect.
The logos are old school, and the reason it's a retro,
the colors are fun.
It's good stuff, super soft, and you're gonna find like there's like a Vermont hockey shirt he brought, which is a defunct team. So you're gonna find some old teams that you've never heard of before.
Like that one's a Syracuse Nationals.
So tell them real quick what the deal you're gonna make, and we'll go from there.
It's called the X% off sale.
Yeah.
So go to the website, you see the original retail prices, and you can basically throw me an offer.
Wow.
That's what we're doing for everybody here, guys.
Yes. So what would you want to pay if you were walking into a store and you were like,
yeah, and by
I
the
wish
way,
that it was this percent off.
Don't be an asshole and say 10 cents because that's a dumb thing to say.
No shirts cost that much.
Yeah. And if they do, you don't want those shirts.
You don't want those shirts.
Yeah. So, but you do want these shirts.
Yeah.
So once a week, starting with next one, is we'll do a little contest, and the person who wins will look on the website and get in touch with me, and then we'll get it sent out to you.
You know what we'll do? We'll start a trivia / favorite moment thing where you will tweet at goodcall1, right? Is that the Twitter handle?
Yep.
There's a goodcallpod1.
Yep, goodcallpod1.
Goodcallpod1. And tweet us starting next Monday your favorite, or I guess you can do it starting now and when the episode drops tomorrow, your favorite moment so far of the podcast, and we will pick whose favorite moment we like the best.
I think Who Wants to Sex Mutombo is probably, to me it's still
there's
like,
a lot of them.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of highlights. So whoever wins, then we'll send them.
What else would you like
send
to?
John
can I interject on the LeBron thing?
Yeah.
I think especially here in LA, and this might be weird, a voice off camera, you guys are all looking.
It's okay.
But a lot of people hate LeBron. I would say 85% of the people that hate LeBron are Kobe fans. And they don't want LeBron to get five rings. If LeBron gets five rings, they can never talk anything.
He doesn't have to get five rings, and he's already better than Kobe.
Why?
Okay, I'll give you two examples. And the two examples are this year and last year. Put Kobe on last year's Cavs team. He had many teams like that. Did they go to the... Where Kobe... LeBron was the only person on that team. Love was out. Kyrie's out. Yeah. You telling me Kobe's bringing that team?
And he even made those guys around
him. He made Dellavedova. People were talking about, like, this dude can play.
No, he made this sentence popular.
Yeah.
dude, did you see Dellavedova?
I know, right?
Nobody had said that prior to that series.
Dellavedova got paid.
Yes, and I will tell you something. Oh, yeah, this
like
year.
4 years, like, there was a lot of guys that got these 4 years, $65 million contracts.
I would also put this. He's the only mega, super, duper, awesome, best player ever star to fucking, every time you see him, 4 or 5 times a game, be on a dead sprint back for defense to block a ball.
Yeah.
Dude is on it every play.
Kobe can never do that.
No, he's not.
Kobe was good at like picking your pocket every now and then.
Kobe was a great defender. One-on-one defender.
But not the best team defender.
Not a great team defender.
But LeBron is a great one-on-one could stick. LeBron is a great team defender.
Who in the history of power forwards, no, small forward, LeBron? Small forward. In the history of small forwards can do that, chase a ball down a player down the court and block it.
Who in the history of small forwards can guard a 1 through 5?
Magic.
That dude, Magic could guard 1 through 5.
Well, Magic was a point guard.
He was a point guard, but still.
Which is even more incredible.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Who else? What other small forwards have been LeBron-esque? None.
Nobody.
I mean, nobody's to that level, but I'm trying to even remember one. Like, he crowds out your memory when you start talking forwards.
That's incredible. Yeah. You just kind of go, there was him, and then there's other guys that maybe if they were available for an NBA jam.
I bet
there's
a whole bunch of comments coming
nobody's
up.
Nobody's like a fucking freight train like that dude, though. He's a free freight train. All right, I know you got a hard out in an hour.
It's okay. I do want to say real quick, Dellavedova got paid. Mozgov got paid.
Yeah.
I want to ask a quick question. If there was a game show that you or I were to host,
okay.
I feel like you're a strong host, and so I feel like maybe I would want to see you hosting this game called Danish Delight or Sex Trick, and you put a bunch of foreign NBA players' names in there, and you had to decide which was which. I want us to come up. Moskov.
Yeah.
Ostertag. Greg Ostertag.
I'll tell you something
else. There's a lot of names that sound like they could be. Marshallonis.
If I said
to you.
Is
that a Danish Delight, or is that a sex trick you pay $40 for a midget to do to you in Vegas?
If I said to you, last night I pulled a Dellavedova, you'd be like, no, right.
Wait, is it Dellavedova or Dellavedova?
Dellavedova.
There's an extra V in there.
Dellavedova.
Yeah.
That's like, but the
one. An Ostertag sounds aggressive and painful, and there's going to be paperwork.
And a Moskov sounds like something you catch.
Yeah, you catch Moskov.
Yeah, you're like, well, you got to catch
Marshallonis, I feel like, is like what you and the girl, where you
agree
and the girl eat at, and you agree it's consensual.
Yeah.
No Marshallonis is ever improv.
You see, and I think I think it's more this. What's wrong? I got a little Marshallonis coming out of my dick. I think that's what that
okay,
is.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
That's more like the
circle
Moscow.
Gets the square. All right, so A-Rod retiring, that's not a big deal. Oh, go ahead.
I would like to just, a couple of things before if I'm going.
Yeah.
Him being booted, not retiring, but sort of being booted four home runs short.
I love that.
Is wonderful.
I texted.
It's incredible. That's karma. And guess what?
Complete.
Take your $252 million that you got in Texas when you left Seattle and heartbroke a bunch of fans. And fucking, rub it on.
He got
your
another
body.
Fucking $250 million from the Yankees.
And guess what? He's probably gonna never get over the fact that he's four homers short.
But listen,
right?
That is what tells me. I texted a friend of mine who's in the sports world. I go, tell me if I'm wrong. I said, but all I need to know about this dude is that he's four home runs away from 700. Not only is nobody talking about it, nobody in the league is sticking up for him. Nobody's saying,
I know, it kind of does suck.
Nobody, that tells me
it
all
doesn't.
I need to know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
fuck
it does.
That guy.
Griffey hated him, and Griffey's the nicest guy ever.
Have you ever watched anything A-Rod's done or said where you're like, that sounds sincere? No,
when
it
he was
sounds
in Seattle,
scripted. And
when he was in Seattle and he was pre-roided and he was a good dude and people loved him, and then he just got so good and was like,
hey,
got Scott Boras involved. And I know Boras represents a lot of ballers. I think Big Poppy.
Yeah.
So
he was never, by the way, I told you we hosted his birthday party.
A-Rod?
And he was a fucking dick.
What?
A dick.
How do you be that? Well,
he
was a stupid question I'm about to ask. How do you be that
dick.
Popular and that famous and that great and be a dick? But easy.
It's pretty easy. It happens
all
the time.
You just forget what human decency is.
You can be popular and good looking and rich and still be a dick for some reason.
Do you care that he's four home runs away? Do either one of you care?
No, I think it's karma.
It is karma.
It's karma. Yeah.
If you treat people with a lack of respect and you treat the game with a lack of respect, that's what you get.
You've seen that
Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, and I'm full of a lot of great anecdotes like that. Most of them are pulled from Shel Silverstein books, but hey, fuck
you know
off,
what you
man.
Should do?
Maybe you should have read those.
You should be the rapper Lil Piffany.
Nice.
That's what I decided my rap name would be Lil Piffany.
And Lil
I would,
Piffany?
Like, so I would have Piffanies and I would only rap them. So I would rap it like 20 seconds at a time.
I came up with one, maybe this person could rival Lil Piffany, Obscene Chlorine.
Not terrible.
Because I was talking about the amount of chlorine in the pool when I took my 7-year-old twin nieces to the pool, and I said there was an excessive amount of chlorine in these pools. And I go, there's usually a decent amount, but this was like, I mean, my eyes were burning within moments of being in that pool. And I go, how much pee are they assuming is happening in this pool?
A lot.
Are they just going, yo, kids are getting more confident, and with more confidence comes more pee, and with more pee, you know, requires more chlorine to dilute the piss. And these girls were so pumped to be in the pool. And I was like, all right, you're 7. You got maybe 3 more years of doing it. I'm not going to take away a kid privilege like
that.
You
don't pee in the pool?
I might have. I told them to, like, you know, swim away. I'm not going to pee on my nieces. Am I a fucking asshole? What am I?
That's where you draw the line. I'm not going to pee on my nieces.
Well, also, look, I really had to go, and it was like,
and
I'm not a giant advocate of it, you know.
Of peeing in the pool.
I did get out twice before that.
I'm not an advocate of it. I
did it once, and I think, look.
Yeah?
That's it. I did it once, yeah.
I'm not.
You can put that on my tombstone.
I peed once in the pool.
Peed once in the pool. No, I'm sure as a kid.
Being in the pool. I have a hard time. Your body is so programmed not to pee when you have your shorts on that, like, when you get there, your body's like, are you sure this is okay?
Yeah, but it's an incredible feeling when you
finally tried to pee in diapers. It didn't work.
Recently?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we thought it'd be a funny bit if I peed or pooped in a diaper. And I just couldn't bring my body. Was like, this is not a good idea. And I was like, no. I was like, come on, let's do it. And I was like, my body was like, I just can't.
Not enough alcohol.
No, I can't get through. Yeah, there was no alcohol. That was the problem.
We should read a few comments here before we jump into my Griffey weekend. John, you mind reading a couple comments for us?
Yeah, no worries.
Watch your headset. Look at him. He's a professional.
Wow. Brings the mic with him.
Yep. Brings the mic.
This is not going to be easy.
You want to try the other side?
I don't think that matters.
Okay, that's pretty good.
All right.
Read them before you read them out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't want, just make sure. And you can scroll, but if you scroll, you got to scroll on the other side, I think, so you don't. Okay, tell me while we're doing that.
Yeah.
While he's scrolling, why don't you tell us about, what's that?
The font's too small, I can't see.
Is that true?
Wow. All right, thanks for playing. Thanks for playing.
Sean, can you come over and help? Why don't you tell us about Griffey the game?
Gladly. Okay. Well, this was one of the most incredible,
What's the name of the website again? Tell me again.
RetroSportCloseout.com.
RetroSportCloseout.com, everybody. Oh, there you go.
What do we got? Follow @GoodCallPod1 on Twitter, and we will be tweeting out asking you what your favorite moment of the podcast so far is, and we will pick our favorite on Tuesday and announce the winners on the podcast.
People have been asking about your karaoke.
Yeah.
Is that happening next week?
Yeah.
I'm in town. We could do it Wednesday night or Tuesday night.
Tuesday night will probably be more. We'll figure it out.
We could also do it Sunday night. There's a place right near my house Sunday night.
I got a spot at the store that night, and then, we could maybe make that happen.
What time?
11.
Here's what I think we should do.
Who's picking this? You're picking the song.
Have
you asked for any suggestions yet?
Yes, I have. And more than one time, Careless Whisper by George Michael's game.
Done. Lock it in. Done. Yep.
You like that
game
one?
Game, set, match. Yeah.
How's that going over there, buddy?
There it is. Wait. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Shawnee. All right. Careless Whisper.
All right. Careless Whisper.
Any comments, Shawnee?
Not really. I mean, there's stuff, but there's somebody who said Orlando Bloom's Dick. Shadow shamed me.
Yeah, his.
I don't want to revisit that because that guy's with a girl that I care about deeply.
Is that your thing? Would that be yours?
I would love.
I think this is about celebrities. They are rich people. They live in an unobstructed, assuming life.
That's fine. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for
trying. Can you move the microphone out of the way of the? Thank you.
Great, perfect. Katy Perry is. I would love to. I feel like we would get along great. I hear she likes funny dudes. I feel like I would be the funniest. I'm funnier than John Mayer, and that's not only a great title for my memoir.
Funny.
But
he's pretty funny.
Is he?
Yeah, he's really funny. I've heard otherwise. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, but dude, he's not. You know, I've been being funny since I was 10 years old.
Did you ever get in touch with that dude?
I guarantee you, Mayer has been slanging joke.
Did you get in touch with that dude?
I don't know. He's probably a great dude. John Mayer, you want to be friends?
He does. Did you get in touch with that dude from your fucking yes?
No.
Did you look into it?
No, I waited for him to reach out.
you're assuming he's watching the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe somebody would tag him on Facebook.
I mean,
I might reach out. What, to get, to call in?
Yeah, Ty Pesky has to call in.
Pethy. Yeah. We got to get that straight before we call. I'm down. You got to remind me. I will call Pethy next time we're live on the pod.
Tell me about the Griffey game.
Went home. You know, that was that. This whole weekend was designed around that game. And then it was my week off from Mad TV. So I went home for a few extra days and brought my mom, my dad, who hadn't really kicked it together in who knows when.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like,
I got a couple of jokes.
That was incredible. My buddy was like, is your dad going to get drunk and propose to your mom again? And I was like, hilarious. And I kind of hope that does happen because that would be just a great moment. But no, dad, not a big drinker, but they got along and were great and it was fine. And they even like reminisced a little bit and it was
really?
Like really sweet. And so then I brought two of my best friends from Seattle and the whole game, first of all, was sold out. It was playoff atmosphere energy.
Mm-hmm.
You had, you know, the Mariners announcer, my homie Rick Riz, emceed the whole thing. They brought out Ricky Henderson, Gary Payton, Dan Wilson, Edgar Martinez, Jay Buhner, had video tribute messages from Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and Lou Piniella. It was incredible. Then Griffey came out from center field. The place went nuts. They had these some of the most incredible video montages I've ever seen for any athlete. And, yeah, it was incredible. I mean, it was like what it really made me appreciate was, oh, I got to grow up in the city and go see at a prime time of, like, being a sports fan, like, arguably one of the greatest baseball players of all time, top five.
Definitely
of the 90s, but like I would put him top five.
For me,
because of
best
what he,
baseball player, best baseball player all around that I've ever seen, without a doubt.
Thank you. And I love that you say that.
Better than Bonds because defensively, he runs circles around anything Bonds could ever do.
Dude, the amount of amazing catches that were in this montage, you're like,
dude,
what the fuck?
Yeah,
there are players
no
that would love to get one of those in a career.
Yeah.
He had like 19 in this montage, and I'm sure that was even just, you know, a quarter of them. And then also you think about what he did for the game, and they talked about that a lot, you know, and the countless charities. And do the Make-A-Wish stuff. Like, he would bring 200 kids to every Saturday day game from hospitals his entire career. The amount of money donated to YMCAs and the Make-A-Wish, and never talked about it, never, like, gloated about it. So that's one cool piece of it. But then also,
Did you cry?
I mean, I wore my sunglasses, so.
A little bit. Did you get in the booth?
Did you get in the booth? I went and visited him, but he had to rush down to host the pregame, so he couldn't get me on air. But, you know, I'm going to fight for that.
Was it everything
you... I got to be famous, man.
Everything you wanted
It was everything I wanted and experienced, and having my mom and dad there was even, like, way cooler. But it was also just, like, you know, you don't get those... It was also, like, the final, because Griffey, you know, he came back as a Red and to play in Seattle when the Reds played the Mariners at Safeco, and that was a big deal. And then,
what if he went into the Hall of Fame as a Red?
Oh, this would be a completely different podcast. We'd still be talking about Brett Favre's dick.
If he went in as a Red, you would have been fucking
crushed. Can you imagine?
Crushed.
What if he put on a Reds hat backwards?
Oh,
dude,
that's
like pissing on your gravestone, dude. That would have been
the worst day of your life.
I cannot even imagine what I would have done.
Okay.
So let me just close with saying it was the last, you know, and then he came back to the Mariners in his last two seasons, remember? And then that was great. And then he came back and they inducted him to the Mariners Hall of Fame, and that was a big deal. And then Cooperstown, and now this was like the jersey retirement. And now there's really now we're done with like the Griffey, you know, we love you moments. And, you know, it was just cool to be there for it. Yeah, it was dope.
My weekend, cool for a different reason. You know, my son was bat boy for the Red Sox.
Boy, that's
all
every
weekend
kid's dream.
For the that's still at my Dodger dream. Stadium.
Do they let adult grown men do it?
I asked that. And
I'll wear the outfit of a 13-year-old boy.
It was a pretty definitive no. I said, is there like an age? Like, and then he was like, you're too old.
It's 15.
He was like, I go, what's the age? He goes, just when it looks weird.
What a great answer. Yeah.
Okay. But I saw something at Dodger Stadium.
If you run
Stadium,
like Scott Wolf, that's also
that's,
something we factor
out,
in.
You're out.
Yeah.
I saw some at Dodger Stadium that blew my fuck. I'll get to him bat boying in a second and the fact that he's living out my dreams. There was a woman who brought a cat in a baby Bjorn to the game.
Yikes.
Cat facing outwards.
Yikes.
Like this, just a fucking.
Oh, my
God. Okay, and then she had a little swath where she had a little kitten in her, too. So she brings a fucking cat and a baby Bjorn to the Dodgers game. Here's my, and by the way, I told you.
That's legal?
It's fine, I guess, but nobody's going to tell me, well, you know, I love my dog more than you because I bring it everywhere. No, that's not a sign of how much you love your dog.
No.
I don't need to see your dog at the mall. I don't need to see your dog at the supermarket. I don't need to see you know what I mean? Like, dog.
I'm going
to
see your dog on Instagram.
No, I don't really need to, but I get it if you want to put it on there because it's
pretty
fucking cute.
I get it.
But you don't need to bring, I told you about the guy who had a possum at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, first of all, if you have a pet possum, you need to take this moment to reevaluate things.
Yeah, that he told me. He was like, you know, they're great pets. I'm like, nope.
What were his reasons?
He said they're great pets. He said they're really smart.
They don't want... they help you with your taxes. Like, what does he mean by that?
Like, by the way, I'm with you. When people are like, he's really smart. When people are like, dogs are really smart. Anytime someone says to me, dogs are really smart, I'm like, well, my dog eats shit. And if he gets stuck on the wrong side of a parking pole, he doesn't know how to get back.
Yeah.
Is that smart?
Yeah. So, is that somebody you want to confide your deepest secrets in?
People are like, they're really smart. It's relative.
Well, yeah, exactly. They also, you put up your expectations are low for intelligence.
Yes.
So you go, he goes, my possum's pretty smart. He's pretty smart. And like, I'm just assuming this is how you talk because you own a possum.
Yeah.
And he goes, but my possum is, you know, like when I say his name, I go, Perry. Perry, because he's Perry the Possum. And, you know, it's a fun name. It's P-P, and, you know, there's P in the P. It's fun to say. I go, Perry the Possum. And he looks.
Yeah.
You're like, and then when I say, you know, it's time to go, then he comes. And then, you know, he puts his little possum shoes that I got him. He puts those on and, more just kind of chews them. But, you know, he's trying to get him on there.
I like that the sign of intelligence, too, is that they don't shit inside. Doesn't it shit inside? That's the sign.
That's a big deal.
That's the sign of intelligence. I will tell you, it kills me too. People do this with their kids. I remember when my son was younger, and there was this woman who was always just incessantly bragging.
Sure.
But there was this kid, we're sitting in class, and the kid reads a little bit out of Redfish, Bluefish, whatever, one fish, two fish.
Yep.
And I think it's one fish, two fish,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was like, isn't that amazing? Isn't that great? And I'm like, he's seven. Like, this is a skill he should have.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So with a dog, look, if your dog is
one of those. If your dog was like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Then we'd be like, my dog. And anytime,
shit wherever you want at that point.
Yeah. Inside, outside. And dogs that can open doors. But just because they don't shit inside, that doesn't mean you have the smartest animal in the world. And at the end of the day, they eat shit.
Yeah.
And they get stuck on the wrong side of a parking pole.
I can't overlook the eating shit part.
No.
Like, even if they were like,
I agree.
If they like came, if they were like in a lab and they were like, dude, we're this close to curing, you know, syphilis. And then you would come out, you're like, dude, it's 3 a.m., Bernie. Like, go to bed. No. Like, 2 more hours. I just need a quick snack. And then you just see him just fucking squat down and shit and take us. You used to be like, all right, you're fucking.
Yeah. Although I do give gorillas a little bit of credit for pooping in their hands.
Well, gorillas are smart.
Throwing it at people.
They're legitimately smart.
There was a dude.
They have human characteristics, you know.
Did I ever tell you a story about when my buddy jumped in the pen with the rhino?
What?
Oh my God!
Jesus!
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great, by the way, if I was just like, nah, but I don't really want to hear it. Like, just like, you ever meet those guys that are just like they don't have time for great stories?
It's not a
or for whatever reason it doesn't pique their interest. It's like,
yeah,
you are
or.
That's a deal breaker for me, friendship wise. If I start like, you know, like when I met Paul McCartney here at the Improv, and I can't remember where I was, but and sometimes I'll even say it on stage. I go, you know, craziest celebrity sighting was at the Improv. I met Paul McCartney, and then there's just like silence, and I go, okay, well, fuck you guys. I thought that was a pretty good start to a story. You guys are like, well, I saw him on TV, you know.
You know what I hate?
So,
also,
that's a great
is when people go, go ahead, start there. I saw Paul McCartney.
So I was at the Improv and I got off stage and Paul McCartney was there.
I actually was at Chipotle and I saw Paul McCartney. So anybody, like when you start a story and someone just tops you right away and you're like, well, fucking.
Yeah, it's called a one-upper.
Yeah.
So, like if I had a better rhino story.
Yeah. And you were like, nobody. I rode a rhino at the zoo once.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it was a saddle ranch and it was a bull, but still, it felt like a rhino.
Felt like a rhino.
And I stayed on it for 12 seconds. Anyway, your story. Come here, Perry.
Perry. I feel like that's the noise of the possum. That's how you get a possum.
That's probably the noise it makes when it's licking whatever off of the
There were two
the
possums
owner.
Fucking. They used to fuck out but beneath
possums
my window.
Fuck, of course they do.
They make the worst noise. So my wife and I were... Oh, it's the worst noise. My wife and I were in our bed, and so we heard this.
Oh, God. And then what do the possums sound like?
Right. Yeah. We heard this. And I was like, what is happening?
That's awful.
And then you could just hear a... It was like a gunk up against the wall, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? I look out the window, and I can't see anything, and then I hear, and I look down, and there's this possum has this other possum up against the house, and every time he's thrust into her,
oh God,
her head hits the house. So that's the noise. It's going gunk, gunk, gunk.
How many possum necks are broken a year from doggy style?
That's a great possum style. Because possum
style.
You don't
know that.
Possum style apparently is up against the house.
You don't know that Perry doesn't say, let's do doggy.
I think doggy is mounted up.
Dogs do possum?
Possum style is up against the house. There's a little danger in there.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
So, no real comfortable place to put your head.
Just dunk.
Yeah.
Dunk.
Well, fuck. I changed my stance. Maybe they are fucking gangster animals.
Dude, I dropped a cup of water on him to get him out of there. Dude didn't move. Looked up at me. And was like,
I dropped a cup of water. By the way, who suggested that method?
My wife was like,
if you hear a couple of possums fucking outside your window, just fill up a little. You know, it's like six ounces. Just pour like at least
actually,
three.
I used 8 ounces. Eight ounces because I thought the last 2 ounces, four each.
And use Aquafina. Dasani doesn't scare them.
And they like Evian. They'll drink that shit up.
All right, so your buddy, no, I'm okay.
Oh, Rhino.
No, but you finish the, what do they do?
I poured the water on it, it stopped for a second and hissed at me, and then just kept fucking.
All right.
Which, by the way.
I completely, I'm now changing my stance. I think possums are rad.
I was going to say, made me like the possum more.
Yeah,
I was like,
course.
This dude is
of
no
course,
quitter.
Dude.
He's no quitter.
He's like, I was here first.
Yeah, I don't know when this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
So keep pouring your fucking
I don't
water
know
on me.
It's gonna happen again.
I was actually a little parched. It's
yeah.
Hot
if anything,
here in the
you're
body.
Cooling me down. Yeah.
I appreciate it. I got five more minutes in
you
me.
Think
thank
side
you.
House fucking is like a cool experience? It's very warm down here.
Why hasn't there been some sort of porn called side house fucking?
There is. You're just not searching hard enough. You're stopping at a couple keywords.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So my buddy and I saw him this week. I unfortunately had to go to a funeral, but I saw him this week.
Oh, man.
I saw him this week at the funeral. He's a heart surgeon now.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a dude who's a heart surgeon who used to tell me in college, you know what? If this doctor stuff doesn't work out, you know what I want to do? And I was like, what? He's like, I want to be a rodeo clown. And he would start to run. I used to see him. He would run around the... he's a heart surgeon.
Yeah.
He would run around the courtyard with his cowboy hat, swing it in the air, and he would practice jumping into those big metal trash cans. It was hilarious. He's insane. He jumped in the pen with a fucking rhino at the zoo. We were walking by it, and I was fascinated by it because I'm like, look at that gigantic animal.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, did you know? And he's this dude from West Texas. He was like, well, actually, they're just like cows. They're scared of people. And I was like, nah. I said, any animal that through evolution still has a weapon on its face.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a spoon.
No.
If it was a giant spoon, I'd be like, look at that nice
look
rhino.
Look at that adorable rhino.
Yeah, he's just scooping
he's
up some
constantly
food.
Looking for cereal.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I go, well, $20 says you don't jump in the pen. And he was like, deal. And he said, $20 more says I don't touch it in the ass. And I was like, fucking deal. So he jumps. Now, this is a cement wall. That he goes down, he scales down. There's a little metal ladder on the side, and he scales down it. And he's wearing cowboy boots and his tight Brett Favre Wranglers. Okay, and he starts in the rhino, which is named Lord, is at the end of the pen, just behind a wall, a fence, a wooden fence
okay.
That's about 8 feet long. That okay. Basically covers the length of the rhino with a little opening at the end.
Yes.
So he's walking up and he keeps looking back to me, laughing. He's like, "Ha ha, $40 in college, a lot of money."
Yeah.
So he thinks he's going to have to chase the rhino around to touch it. That's what he thinks. It's going to run away from him.
Uh-oh.
He's 5'8", 165. He was a halfback, so he was fast. So he gets to within, I would say, 20 feet of the rhino. When the rhino turned and looked at him and let out this noise. I've never heard a noise like that before. And then he turned, and as he turned and started to run, the look on his face was, I've clearly made a bad choice here because this is not a cow. And he said the look on my face was, run, motherfucker, run. So he just starts to run. And the rhino turns and starts to chase after him. Now, rhinos aren't that fast side to side, straight ahead. They're fucking fast. This thing was gaining on him like I couldn't believe, right? It's gaining on him, gaining on him, gaining on him. He puts one foot in the bottom rung of the ladder. He puts one arm up. I grab the back of his shirt in his arm. I pull him up. The ladder, it still has a dent in it. The rhino ran into it. That's how close he was to my friend.
Holy shit.
We're laying on the ground. I'm fucking laughing my ass off. He knows that he was close to dying. We take like five steps towards the entrance and he goes, "Hippo, not rhino, hippo." And I go, "No, not hippo either. Not hippo either." So he brought his family back to the zoo recently where he was telling his daughter the story, his son the story. And the woman who was working at the zoo said to him, this was 20 years ago, "That was you?" Because the ladder was, it's still bent and it was on camera. They were like, we could not believe that when we checked the tapes in the morning, somebody was in the pen with the rhino. Like, if there's one animal where you're like, that's not a good idea.
How do you survive that?
He survived it literally by under a quarter of a second. That's how close the rhino was. Because the rhino ran into that fucking wall full speed. And by the way,
which is how fast, probably? 35,
40? 35. And I'll tell you something. Here's how fucking strong and just ballsy. That rhino ran 40 miles an hour into a cement wall and was like, didn't even fucking phase him. Didn't chip his little horn.
Just hit it.
Just hit it and was like, bitch, come on back for seconds.
Wow. That's all you got, Wall?
It was amazing, dude. It was the single most amazing thing I've ever seen, because I've never seen fear like that on someone's face before. Now, I think if I was going to hit someone with a car, it would be the same look on their face.
Yeah. By the way, if you got hit by someone with a car, but there was like a rhino at the front of that car,
it wouldn't be great.
Can you imagine getting speared with that thing? It's probably got to be one of the sharpest things.
What do you think you have out of the animals that you know kill people?
Yeah.
What do you think you have the best shot at to be defending yourself? Okay, let's make a list. So rhino.
After seeing the
tiger.
The revenant.
Rhino, tiger, bear, crocodile. How about those?
Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Alligator.
Well, crocodile, alligator, same.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what are we saying? Lion and tiger are the same, I would say. Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Rhino?
Yeah. One's got to do more damage. One probably like goes for the head more. One probably goes more for the legs.
I don't think either of the big cats are going for your leg.
Really?
No, I think they're going for your face.
Just ripping that thing off.
Well, even little cats, your house cat, if it feels cornered, will go for your face. They go for your eyes. That's the first thing they do. Mountain lions,
dude,
anytime
another reason why cats are the worst.
Oh, dude.
And I'm sorry if you listen to this and you love cats and you're listening with your cat, but your cat sucks.
That's why they shouldn't be at Dodger Stadium either.
What about a wolf?
I like my... Out of all of those animals, I like my chance against the wolf the most, although the wolf travels in a pack.
Yep. So they've got friends in low places,
my
Garth
brother
Brooks
is,
style.
My brothers, you think a bear? I got a better shot with a bear?
No. The wolf is way bigger than you think it is.
But you're saying...
Wolf is way bigger than you think it is.
Lion, tiger, bear, rhino...
Anaconda,
alligator, wolf. What are you picking that you think give you the best shot against? Fuck you.
Well, the wolf is going to...
Alligator?
Wolf, you need to be spry. You need to be quick. You need to be able to run from the parking lot to the stairs in a Tommy Bahama shirt faster than I did if a wolf is coming after you.
But let me put a caveat on all this. All of the things that I've mentioned, it has to be in their environment. So yeah, alligator in this room, I feel like I got a pretty good... In their natural environment...
You're in the water with a wolf?
No, with an alligator.
Oh. I was like, all right, well, really, let's get our location straight.
Shark. That's so shark.
Oh,
so
shark. Yeah. Well,
you
shark,
already
though,
said you don't like shark. That's not your.
I mean, the fact every time they're like, there was a shark attack in this ocean, I'm like, oh, cool. Never going to that ocean. Probably never going to that state again. When somebody ate somebody's face on bath salts in Florida, I go, cool. Not going to Florida again.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Plenty of other cities I can visit, and I'll just adjust my travel plans where there's not even the possibility of my face being eaten by somebody.
By the way, bath salt, the first person to ingest bath salts, I have to say, that's like, I always think about who was the first to try it.
Yeah.
But bath salt, there's nothing in the title that thinks I should ingest this into my body.
No, he must have been on more stuff.
Or it must have looked like something else. Like, I remember one time I did meth accidentally was because it looked like Coke. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll try it.
The meth looked like Coke, the Josh Wolf story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was not good. It was a long couple of days.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. It was the worst thing that I've ever done.
What's the meth hangover like?
It was the worst.
Meth, you have to understand, even the names of the drugs suggest terrible outcomes. Like, yeah. Meth, like...
That's why weed is
it's so close to math, and who fucking likes math?
Yeah, but you know what? Coca-Cola's kind of delicious.
That's my point. I've still yet to do coke, but if I were to, like, take another chance... Like I told you, I just did Molly at Bonnaroo for the first time. Yeah. That's the first real drug. You know, pot, I don't even consider a drug anymore. But Molly... Again, like, that sounds like shit. There was a girl named Molly in high school who gave me a handjob. There, Molly Ringwald. There's a lot of positive connotations with that name. You know, meth sounds like...
Meth doesn't sound good. There's nothing good. No.
So you accidentally do it, and then you tweak on meth, right?
It was the worst 2 days of my life. It was so bad. Here's how bad I looked. I looked so bad, and I was in college. I looked so bad that I was trying to get a lap dance from a stripper, and she was like, I'm not dancing for you.
Whoa.
And I was like, "Boy, I must look pretty fucking terrible right now." I mean,
where were you? Was this like
San
Alaska?
San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, close. So
yeah, that's why I was like, I must look. This is clearly not good for a person because I just get turned down for a lap dance. Money out. I was like, hey, you. And she was like, no.
Were you grinding your teeth? Were your eyes bugged out?
When I looked later, grinding my teeth, I had like a really clammy sweat on my face.
Oh, God.
And I had like sweat stains and sweat. It was
not
like,
presentable at all.
No, so there was a lot of this. Hey, you want to come? You want to come dance?
Oh God!
She was like, I don't think so.
No,
black circles under my
eyes.
She
made the right call.
Yeah, she made the right call. Yeah, she definitely made. I was asked.
That was a good call, as we like to say.
I got tricked because there was one girl who was like, yeah, I'll give you a lap dance. And I was like, oh yeah, can we go to some extra? She goes, yeah, definitely meet me in back. So I went out in the parking lot, and I met her. I went back out there to meet her. She never met me back there. And I tried to get in the front, and they were like, you're not allowed back in. So she pulled the old switcheroo on me. She told me to go out the back and meet her, but that was just her nice way of getting me thrown out of the club, and they never let me back in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crafty.
Yeah.
Strippers are the wolves of the land.
So wait a second. You never told me.
Well, I want to tell you real quick another strip club story before we get out of here, okay. and then put a pin in that last thing. But when I was in Alaska... I was doing this gig, and they had this great restaurant right tied to it. So after my gigs, I would get a fish sandwich, and I put some ketchup on it. And some people were like, why would you put ketchup on the fish sandwich? And I was like, mind your own business. And I ate it real quick because somebody goes, hey, the strip club's open for 45 more minutes. You want to go? I was like, you know what? I would love to see what an Alaska strip club looks like. And I've been here for a week, and I'm fucking bored out of my mind, and I can't just go back to my hotel room and smoke more weed and contemplate going out into some Alaskan wildlife adventure late at night. So I go to the strip club with about 20 minutes left, right? And I'd eat my sandwich pretty quick and spilled some ketchup on my pants, unbeknownst to me.
Where on the pants?
Halfway through the thigh and the knee.
Okay.
So I get there. I see someone who looks like they want to give me a dance. I go, sure, I got about 10 minutes. Let's get a dance. They're playing Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. I really like that song. So I sit down, and she starts doing her thing. And then she looks down, and she goes, oh, my God. And by the way, I didn't know that I'd spilled ketchup at this point. She goes... I go, what? She goes, you know you're bleeding, right? And then I go, you know you're still dancing, right? Like, I think that's the bigger issue here. Like, what's going on in the strip club where just a little bit of a bloody leg doesn't stop you from committing to the craft? And then I go, oh. She goes, you should probably go take care of that. And I go, I think it's ketchup. She goes, I don't think it is. And I was like, fuck, well, now you're making me think it's not. So I get up, I run out, and I just walk out of the strip club. And I really thought it was blood because it was so dark in there. And then I wipe it off, and I was like, oh, it was ketchup. I get into a cab. And the guy goes, how was the night? And I go, oh, man, another case of the ketchup pants. And he goes, oh, been there. And I go, wait, what? That's not even something people go through. That's just a little term I made up for a shitty night.
What if she had looked down at your leg and been like, oh, sorry, because she thought it was from her?
Oh, man. Oh,
she'd been like, oh, sorry. And you'd have been like,
and then she gets up to leave. She goes, by the way, Griffey's going in as a red.
Yeah. Oh, your head would have fucking exploded.
Oh, man. Yikes. Anyway, what were you going to ask me before we wrap up here?
I don't remember.
You said, by the way, we're ending about your strip club story.
Oh, I.
Sweaty, methed out.
Oh, well, I just got locked out. You never told me what animal, because I'm picking wolf.
Oh.
Out of the predator, I want to know who you think you get the best shot at.
I feel like...
And hold on.
I feel like snake. I feel like my ability to quickly punch and just freak out on a snake would, you know, I know that anaconda would, like, if it grabbed me in the neck, you know, that's probably going to be the, that's probably going to be the end. But
I think
if it grabs me anywhere else, I feel like I can, you know, just fucking aggressively pound on it like an arcade
game. What if it's a rattlesnake?
Boy, those things are scary, huh?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Do you think you have a better shot at a rattlesnake? One of those giant anacondas, you can grab it by the head here.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's...
But its mouth.
It's so much stronger than you.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to kill you by its mouth. It's going to squeeze you to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how they kill things.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
So you're going to be holding its face, and it's going to be looking at you as it's squeezing
the life
out of
you. Now, what
part
does it squeeze you? Just like your ankle or your waist? Your abdomen, it just crushes you, huh?
No, it goes right to your lungs.
Oh, man. And then
it's all instincts. Oh, no. It literally squeezes the life out of you.
I guess what I hope that I'm prepared for, and if I'm around any place where anacondas might present themselves, yeah, I'm going to have a Swiss Army knife and like a really sharp Bic pen and just at one point hopefully be able to use one or the other fucking Raphael Sai style and just fucking stick them right into the conda.
Yeah.
And hope that, and so be like, sorry, Anna, your conda days are over.
Oh, that would be your move, wouldn't it?
And that's my end of the movie, I got him quote, you know?
I pick wolf.
Because you have to have an end of the, like, after you defeat the animal, what's your play on words type
of... I have it. Ready?
Yeah.
I pick wolf. Out of all those, I think I got best shot one-on-one against a wolf.
Wolf you later. Or so, no.
No, I would say as one wolf to another, ah, ooh. And I'd walk away. Drop the fucking mic.
Wow.
I wouldn't go, ah, ooh. I'd be like, ah, ooh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Kick it. I don't think I have a good shot at any of them. But I think
that goes without saying. All of these animals that's go on record as saying would destroy us. Yeah. I don't think I'd have a, you know, if we're really talking about it, I think a tiger would probably take me down.
Yeah, I got a pretty bad shot against a lion, but
I
think
bear, I could go 3-4 rounds and he'd probably eat my sandwich and fucking suck, rip my dick off. But before that, I feel like I could spar for spar.
A couple punches in. No, I think.
With that show, I mean, Fear Factor is the closest we've ever gotten to any sort of animal versus human competition. Will we ever get to a point where, you know, Naked and Afraid, Survivor, all these shows, just finally somebody's like, fuck it, dude, bear versus man.
It's called When Animals Attack, and it's one of the best video shows you'll ever see. You've never seen the When Animals Attack shows?
No, but I'm not talking about...
Oh,
like,
you mean like a planned fight?
I'm not talking about happenstance. I'm talking about...
Like a planned fight.
Yes, dude. Like, you get a crowd. You have a paid audience to come see bear versus man.
I love that.
And you get a bear, and you fucking take him out of the wild, and you put him in a cage up against, like...
You know what I saw last night?
Kimbo Slice. In peace, right? Kimbo Slice?
He's dead. Yeah. You know what I saw last night, which I'm pretty sure could kick my ass, too? I saw a fucking raccoon. I think a raccoon could kick my ass.
All right. That's how we're going to end, is you confessing that raccoons could take you out.
A raccoon would fucking rip your face off.
Not at all. I'm headstrong. I know going in, I'm going to win that fight.
Do you think a raccoon wins? You think you beat a raccoon?
I know I'd beat a raccoon. Because I've seen... Okay. First of all, let me just say my first interaction with a raccoon was when I was 15 years old and my sister left cat food on the front steps of our house all the time for her cats.
Yeah.
And one night I heard some scratching at the door and I thought it was one of her cats. So I opened the door and a raccoon sat up on all fours. Literally the thing looked like it was 4 inches, stood up. All of a sudden it was like 5'8" and then it was like, and I go, fuck. And I closed the door and I was terrified. And then I gathered
Which part of that story gives you confidence that you could beat a raccoon?
I gathered, composed myself and go, guess what? I went downstairs. I did push-ups. I pre-ordered my Bowflex. I go, I hope this shows up in 2016. And I go, I'm not going to let that happen again. I don't like that feeling. It's like having a bad set.
You
I got to get up tomorrow night.
In case you ever saw another raccoon?
Dude, I just go, I got to get strong mentally, physically, mind, body, soul to prepare for this raccoon's
revisit. So the
raccoon
was your Clubber Lang. Like it was your first Clubber Lang fight. You were like, I got my ass kicked. I'm going to have to go back to basics.
Pretty much scared the shit out of me. And I go, I will be ready next time.
And were you?
Well, I haven't seen one since. But guess what? I know that when I do... I know that when I do, hey, guess what?
So since 15, you've been mentally prepared.
Yeah.
If you had to get in a fight with a raccoon.
Yeah, and guess what I'll say? Prepared. I'll fucking knock him out and be like, sorry, this cat food ain't for you, bitch. You know? And, you know, I'll come up with some alts, but that's the one I'm going with right now. Raccoon is a tough animal to have a fun play on word with. I was trying to think of it. What are you going to say? You know?
Yeah, we should probably pitch around on that one a little bit.
All right.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Next week, we'll be doing a Facebook Live at some point with you doing Careless Whisper.
Yeah. It'll either be Sunday or Tuesday of next week.
Yep.
And, but we'll tweet about it beforehand.
And then next week, we'll either be doing this Facebook Live Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The episodes are a little scattered for the next few weeks because of
my TV schedule.
I mean,
TV star.
Working on it.
You're a good man.
You're a good man. Thanks for watching.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, guys.